The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury. And he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Short little gospel, short little homily. Okay. So this famous story of the widow's mite challenges us to re-examine our principles. Consider this. Poor widow takes the last two coins she has to live on, all she owns, puts them into the temple treasury. And Jesus praises her for that. Now, think about that for a minute. What a very strange thing to praise. Do you think you would praise her for that? Think about that. So all she has to live on, puts her last two coins in the temple treasury. I think if we're honest, we would say that we would not praise her for that. True confessions. I'd tell her to do the exact opposite. I'd say, don't put it into the temple treasury. You need it more than the temple does. Who knows? Maybe we can get the temple to take up a collection for you. And just as an aside, Jesus just got finished proclaiming the destruction of the temple. It certainly isn't about the building, right? This thing isn't even going to be standing in one generation. But how different are God's ways from our own? He praises her for doing just this. Why does he praise her for that? You want to know why? It's because love is what God is. And love is what we are made to be. And love is nothing other than an act of dispossessing yourself. Love only knows how to give. That's why God praises it wherever he sees it. Just as an aside, it's why no sin can ever be called love, because sin is essentially an act of selfishness. And love is always an act of complete self-forgetfulness. That's why he praises it. Challenges us to re-examine our principles, because we always tell ourselves that we lack happiness because we don't have enough. And the truth of the matter is, everything you need to find happiness is right in front of you right now. Because all you need to find happiness is to will the good of another person. That is what the poor widow did. That's why St. Augustine said that she's actually the richest person in the entire temple. Just a little reminder for us today. Love is always an act of giving, and it's never less than total. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Catherine of Alexandria, pray for us.